Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm.
Yo, what's up? How are you guys doing? Happy Thursday, y'all. This is AJ. Yes. So I'm on my way home from work this evening, and I just see people, and this is nice outside. People are supposed to be out, but when you got a group of folks just hanging out side of the Walgreens, and it just made me think. I find it so funny that, and it clearly shows that they haven't done anything all day except sit out in front of somewhere with absolutely nothing to do. It killed me. And I said to myself, like, they out there slap boxing. None of y'all out here hustling. Nah, man, y'all not doing nothing. Y'all just lounging. Loitering, actually. But I was like, yo, it must feel so good to have all that energy to just be, yeah, from not doing nothing all day, from not doing anything productive all day, to have that energy. Me, I barely have enough juice left at the end of the night to record this shit. Yes, so I'm like, yo, bro, it must be good, really. For a second, I was jealous. Then reality kicked in, and I was like, no, I'm not. My days of standing on the block and still coming home without a cent in my fucking pocket are hopefully long gone. No. We don't do that. Well, I'm not doing that. I choose not. I'm trying, you know, living responsibly, not getting any younger and all that good stuff. So I was watching Cops this morning. Oh yeah, it's a staple of my morning diet. And they chased this dude. Yo, when they tell you to stop, like, nine times out of ten, like, if you run, they're going to dog you when they catch you, and they're going to catch you. So they caught him, like, took him down, slammed him in the gravel, rubbed his face in the gravel, cuffed him, sat him up, and said, are you injured, David? Are you injured? Yo, they just rubbed his face in the dirt, yo, like, and yo, I cried, and I'm sorry, because I don't know, maybe it was a little too rough, but then again, they did tell you to stop, like, five times, you know what I mean, like, Are you injured, David? And just rubbed it, just mashed and rubbed his face all in the dirt. Like, oh man, yo. I got some stories for y'all. Batting first. Close some of these windows. What the hell I got all these windows open for? Nah, I was just looking up some weird shit before I hit the record button. Fucking a tardigrade is like a microscopic organism that lives on plants and moss, and it just looks so weird. They say it could survive even in a vacuum of space. Yeah, and that shit, it really looks like something out of a horror movie. But it's like it's so small that, and it just feeds on like plant matter and shit. Yeah. Oh yeah, here we go. Illinois trio charged with beating, strangling police officer over traffic stop. This is the temperature of America when you get people that, when they get stopped, when they get pulled over, any interaction with the cops can go either way. So some people rather just take their chances, right? Like, yeah, well, yeah. Like, people are losing their lives over traffic stops, just getting shot. Like, yeah, just police just pulling people over and executing them for what? You had a tail light out. Now that gives me the grounds to stop you and either assault you or kill you. Like the whole ticket writing process is out the window for some of these cops. And maybe this cop was a good guy. Maybe he was just doing his job. But that's the fucked up stigma that you get when you're a civilian and these types of stops don't always, you don't always walk away from them. Now, this is becoming normal that an average traffic stop turns into something way worse. So some people are willing to take the chance and just comply with the cop. And then you got these people who are on a whole new level. They're on a whole new level. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna let you, are you injured me? Or I'm not gonna let you, are you injured David me? No. Two women and a man in Illinois, and Illinois's second largest city outside Chicago, are facing felony charges after allegedly beating and strangling a police officer who pulled them over for a traffic stop. What do I do? Do I comply and he brings me out the car and finds a way that I'm resisting? Yeah, and says I'm resisting and then fucking tries to fuck me up? Or do I just give him my license and registration? The Aurora Police Department announced Tuesday that 28-year-old Paul Sherrod, 24-year-old Jennifer Taylor, and 26-year-old Sheba Taylor have each been charged with aggravated battery, resisting, or I would love to see these mugshots. There's no mugshots. Charged with aggravated battery, resisting or obstructing a police officer causing injury, and aggravated assault of a peace officer. A male officer whose name has not been released performed a traffic stop on Sherrod around 10:30 p.m. Monday after he allegedly rolled through a stop sign near the intersection of Plum Street and Randall Road near West Aurora High School. The vehicle with two passengers inside, later identified as Jennifer and Sheba Taylor, pulled into a driveway in the 600 block of North Elmwood Drive, and the driver began yelling obscenities out the window. Oh, here we go. That's how you know they're not going to show you no license or registration. That's the part right there. At that point, you already know before you even get up to the car that this is not going to be a routine traffic stop. Oh my goodness. A woman in the back seat then got out of the vehicle and the officer ordered her back into the car several times before informing her that she was under arrest for obstructing, police said. Before she was taken into custody, Sherrod, continuing to yell obscenities, exited the vehicle, approached the officer, and told the officer he would fight him if he touched a female passenger. Now you really know this is not a routine traffic stop. And at which time, like, yo, if you know, if it's just you and you see three people in the car and they start doing this before you even get out the vehicle, you call for some goddamn backup, hero. The officer informed the driver that he was also under arrest for obstructing. And at that moment, Sherrod took off running and the officer ran after him. Okay. A second woman exited the vehicle and both Jennifer and Sheba ran after the officers. Was it two or was it just one? I'm getting vibes that it was just one. It's unclear which Taylor was initially in the back seat during the traffic stop, but police said the female rear passenger approached the officer as they ran, and the officer then turned around and grabbed their arm to take her into custody, but she slipped out of his grip. Both women then began striking the officer with closed fists and kicking his body in the head. Whoa! Yeah! The officer heard a melt. I'm not saying yeah, no, because maybe the officer was a good cop. There are good cops and bad cops. Yeah. When I cheer for this shit, I cheer for the bad cops. Maybe he was just trying to do his job and make it home to his family. The female passenger placed her forearm around the officer's neck and applied significant force to his windpipe, causing him to lose the ability to breathe. Can you imagine the female passenger telling the officer, now you know how it feels? Yeah. Do you know how that, now you know, do you understand how that feels? Can you imagine her saying that? That's the first thing. This is one of the few articles that I skimmed through before I picked it. And that's the first thing that came to mind. Was that when she put her forearm on that officer's neck and the thoughts that went through his mind and listening to her say, now you know how it feels. Woo! Our Aurora police officers are entrusted with keeping our community safe from harm. I'm at a loss for words when an officer is physically attacked from something that would have been a simple traffic ticket. We don't know that. We really don't know that. Maybe it would have. I don't know. Like, yeah, this is just speculation. This type of lawlessness and violence against our police officers. What? What's the score now? 100-1? Oh, this is a travesty. 100-1. So your officers got roughed up a little bit. It builds character. It lets you know that. You do the policing and you just make sure people enforce the laws. But yeah, this can happen also if you get out of line. It builds character. He said he's gonna make a full and complete recovery. I bet you next time. I think it was just one cop. Additional officers arrived to the scene and placed the three suspects in custody. Aurora Fire Department paramedics responded to the scene and transported the officer to an area hospital. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He ain't give no chance. They made sure they ain't give him no chance to say, are you injured, David? They ain't give him the old, are you injured, David? Fuck. Think, the officers, all cops, they mantra, they main motto is to be like, well, I'm taking these precautions because I want to go home at night. But for somebody on the other side that really believes that they haven't done anything wrong, that they're just being stopped, and they don't know how it's going to turn out. You think they're not trying to make it home either? I'm telling you, this is a stop. This is a situation in this country where a simple traffic stop can go either way. Either you could get the ticket or you get a fucking bullet. Who knows? Next story. No, I'm done with that one. It's time to go. Noise. Child soldiers carried out attack that killed at least 138 people in Burkina Faso, officials say. And meanwhile, half of America can't get their sons to get off the couch and do a lap around the block and just pause the Xbox for 20 minutes. Different, man. Kids is different, man. Y'all sit Happy Meals in front of this child and watch him balloon week after week. He's just multiplying in mass. Y'all won't put him on a treadmill. Y'all won't take him to the basketball court. Y'all won't throw a football with him. Y'all won't do nothing. Y'all just sit him in front of a TV, and the TV is babysitting the children while these children over here are fucking soldiering. At an early age, their lives are already, this is just no potential unless they could get out of that. You don't get out of situations like these as a child. You're fucked. The deadliest massacre that Burkina Faso has suffered since extremists invaded the West African nation was perpetrated by mostly children, officials said, injecting fresh tragedy into the six-year conflict that killed thousands. This shit look crazy. Fucking war zone. I'm gonna copy and paste this to my Instagram page. God damn, I mean my Twitter page. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm updating this shit in real time, baby. Next level shit. Yo, to have, oh man, we've always heard of children pirates. We've always heard of children pirates, but it's anytime you actually get to see this, anytime I hear about it, me personally, it just shocks the hell out of me because I can't imagine having my 9-year-old son with an AK in his hand and just going all out with another gang of third graders or whatever, you know, like kids that should be enjoying their childhood are out there just have no choice but to kill or be killed. Wow. A group of young boys helped carry out the early June attack that claimed at least 138 lives in the northeastern village of Solhan, government spokesman Osini Tambara said. The attackers were mostly children between the ages of 12 and 14. They babies, man. They probably could barely hold the gun up. He told reporters this week in the capital, I'm not going to say this, Ouagadougou. I think I did pretty good. The announcement comes as 10% of Burkina Faso schools have shuttered due to rising insecurity. So they turned the schools out. They shut the schools down. Now the kids don't have anything to do, so they just join the fucking military. A trend that researchers say make children more vulnerable to abuse, human trafficking, and combat recruitment. This is sad, man. That just going to school every day cuts out the possibility of you being vulnerable to abuse, human trafficking, and combat recruitment. it lowers your chances slightly. Slightly. Wow. Classrooms closed nationwide from March to June of last year because of the pandemic, and many students never returned. More than 300,000 children in the country have now lost access to education, according to the United Nations. In 2020 alone, an estimated 3,270 children were recruited into armed groups in Central and West Africa, the United Nations found. That accounts for more than a third of the world's documented child soldiers. Whoa. We are alarmed by the presence of children within armed groups, as so am I. Fuck. We're all fucking, yeah. Shit. Sandra Latouf, UNICEF's Burkina Faso representative, said in a statement Thursday, while living among armed actors, children experience unconscionable forms of violence, including physical and sexual violence or high level of traumatic experiences. I can imagine a child that, even if he makes it out of the military, the PSD that he has to live with for his whole life, either he just ends up killing himself or herself, or he just becomes a murderer. Like, these are the formative years of the child. So if you're teaching a child to do nothing but kill, and once he leaves the army and he doesn't have that in abundance anymore, what do you think he's going to turn to? Fuck, man. That's scary. That is fucking scary. I'm done. Yeah. That is fucking unnerving. What if after these kids for 5-6 years, the ones that survive intact, they just inject them into different places around the world. They just inject them as like I don't know what they call them, splinter cells, sleeper cells. They just have them live normal lives for 20, 30 years. And then when it's time, it's time. Like, yeah. This shit off my page, this old depressing shit. This is not what the show was meant to be. But informative was supposed to be, yeah, it was meant to be a part. Informative. Damn. I don't know. It's fucking extremes. It's extreme ends of the spectrum. On the one hand, you got the 14-year-old that lives in a house with two parents, they're barely home because they gotta work, and he's not motivated to do anything but jerk off and play Sega Genesis, and play PlayStation or Xbox or whatever, and you can't get him to do nothing creative, you can barely get him to clean his room and take out the garbage. And then you got the 14-year-old in Burkina Faso that knows how to kill a man fucking 10 different fucking ways already and still learning more because he's young. Knows how to get out there and the motherfucking and find water and find a goat or whatever, skin it, kill it, start a fire, cook it. And yeah, it's a whole different lifestyle, man. A 14-year-old that has been recruited by Boko Haram, that at 14 he has learned how to take an AK-47 apart, clean it, put it back together in fucking less than a fucking minute. And here you can barely put the batteries in your Xbox controller without getting them in backwards. Jesus, yo, it's just such a fucking contrast. Collapsed Miami condo had been sinking into earth as early as the 90s, researchers say. When I was in school a million years ago, we were taught that like geography, and we take geography class and all that other shit. But I was taught that Florida was like sand, marshland, sandy. Know what I mean? Sandy lands, like the earth is real. It's real soft and like even closer to the inland. Know what I mean? Like, so it's hard to build a foundation. It's hard to build a solid foundation on sand, right? And it's hard to build like in marshlands, which never really like swampy, real swampy marshland areas and shit. Now, I mean, it's hard to build foundations on that. So for you to put like high right heavy, these extremely heavy buildings up, like with, and if your engineering is off just a smidge, then these things are gonna happen. And they said as early as the 90s. So that's neglect, because you knew this was gonna, first off, you wasn't supposed to build it. And I don't really think, if you know that you're building on a soft foundation, right? And I'm not an engineer, I'm not into construction, I'm not into like architecture, but for all these areas that's like on the outskirts, the closer to the sea that you get, the closer to the shore that you get, the structure should be built lower and lower, and they shouldn't have that many fucking stories to be that heavy to put such a stress on the foundation of the earth. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, hey, give me a job. Avery's Architecture. And I'll come out. I'll come out and be like, yo, it's too high. It's too heavy. Build it, make it three stories. Get the right land. You could build something that can house a lot of people with only four stories. Or you could just break it down and put multiple buildings at four stories. And it could still be classy. It won't look like the projects. You can do that. Know what I mean? But if you put like a fucking like a 20-story high rise, like 10 minutes from the fucking beach, what do you think is gonna happen? Like, and I feel bad for the people, whoever got hurt in this. I really do. But the building, which was constructed in 1981, has been sinking at an alarming rate since the 1990s, according to a study in 2020 by Shaman. What? WDOW, which sounds like LOL and LMAO. Like it should mean something like that. WDOW. INSKI, a professor in the Department of Earth and Environment. When with the Winsky? I don't know. I'm butchering it right now. That name is so rough. Saw the news that the Champlain Towers, South Condominium, and Surfside collapsed. He instantly remembered it from the study, he said. I looked at it this morning and said, oh my God, we did detect that. Winsky said his research is not meant to suggest certainty about what caused the collapse. The building was sinking at a rate of about 2 millimeters in a year in the 1990s and could have slowed or accelerated in the time since. Sooner or later, you're gonna breakthrough to the soft part of the earth because of what you built it on. And like, you can't put concrete over marshlands, you can't put concrete over sand. Basically, like yeah, because eventually water wears things down. I don't give a fuck. Based on no research at all. But common sense would dictate that, if to me it would. Like, yeah, it was a byproduct of analyzing the data. We saw the building had some kind of unusual movement. Daniel Dietsch, who served as Surfside's mayor from 2010 to 2020, warned against drawing conclusions so fast. Oh, politics. Politics, not science. People listen to the fucking politics. They didn't listen to the actual science, the math of the shit. 2 millimeters a year is 2 millimeters a year is a lot when you're thinking about if you have like hundreds of tons of weight sinking in through the earth and breaking through the fucking foundation. Jesus Christ. This is an extraordinary, unusual. Yo, can we get him? Where's Daniel Dietsch, the mayor from 2010 to 2020, to comment on this? Let's question him. Like, yeah, because you knew about this for years. This is an extraordinarily unusual event, and it's dangerous and counterproductive to speculate on this case. Why don't you just tell people that, yo, like, we're going to move you? We're going to move you. We're going to knock this shit the fuck down. And then, like, you'll be fucked up. But deal with it for 1 year, 2 years. And then once we get the new low-rise developments built on the fucking, on the, in the same place, we'll bring you all back. Is it impossible? Is it really impossible? Workers sorted through the rubble Thursday afternoon. Officials said 35 people were rescued and confirmed at least one death, saying they expect the death toll to rise. At least 99 people remain unaccounted for. That's fucked up. Or those 99 people could easily be out in front of Walgreens fucking slap boxing and listen to music and just The county requires commercial and multifamily buildings to be recertified every 40 years. The process includes electrical and structural inspections for a report to be filed with the town. It was underway for the condominium building, but had not been completed, town officials say. Where the fuck was the mayor? Where is his comment at? Salzheier said no serious complaints about the building have been brought to the town's attention. Because if you're a resident in the building and it's sinking that slow, you really won't be able to notice unless you're paying attention. Like, yeah, if a building has serious problems, we would certainly know about it. No, you wouldn't. Like, or you probably did, trying to cover your ass. In 2015, a lawsuit alleged building management failed to maintain an outside wall, resulting in water damage and cracks. The owner who filed that suit had previously sued over the same issue. According to a court filing, the management company paid for damages in an earlier case, according to the record. And this is just shoddy. Oh, man. It costs too much to fix it. Yeah, if we can sell it before we have to repair it completely, then maybe we'll walk out of this. People think like that. Yeah, just screw the tenants. Let's just collect as much rent as we can, and then as soon as we see it starting to get too bad, we'll try to sell the fucking property. Jesus Christ, cracked walls or shifting foundations can be clues that sinking has affected the stability of the structure. See, hire me. Structural engineer Avery Johnson at your service. According to Mathis Levy, a consulting engineer professor at Columbia University and an author of Why Buildings Fall Down. Yeah. Oh, man. People go, man, this is fucked up because that whole article just says people knew for what is the 1990s. So from 1991 to 10, that's 2001. And then in 2011, that's another 10 years in 2021. So for fucking like, say at least 30 years, they had 30 years to rectify this. Yeah. Like, if you're dealing with property, 10 years ain't shit, but 30 years is, yeah, 30 years is a considerable amount of time. especially when you're dealing with a town where possibly the landscape, the skyline is always changing. Like if you look at New Brunswick, the skyline 30 years ago looks nothing like it does today. So they're always, ugh. I hope they find any survivors. I hope they find a survivor. I'll take a sip. Salud. Next story. Yo, a 79-year-old man was found dead and mutilated on Father's Day. God damn. The suspect was allegedly spotted with bloody clothing the night before. It takes. I don't know if this was the guy's son. I hope it wasn't. God damn, yo. What type of. On Father's Day, how do you. Well, on any day, how do you murder and mutilate somebody? Like, yeah, I don't know if. I didn't choose the article yesterday. I didn't choose it tonight either, the article about the New Mexico man that decapitated his victim and played soccer with his head in the street. How do you do that? Like, who did, yo, who initiated the first move to put those events in, to put those events in fucking motion? It's, I can't. I find it so hard, I just don't understand, and it kills me. My first psychology book is coming on Friday or Saturday, maybe. Get in the mind of the murderer. Yeah, I'll be doing doc. I'll be doing Dateline in a couple. If I get two more Psychology for Dummies books, I'm gonna apply for a Dateline position. Oh shit. A man has been charged in connection with the killing. Thank God it wasn't his. They're not saying if it was his son. That would have been really fucked up. Like, oh man. A man has been charged in connection with the killing and mutilation of a beloved elderly father in Michigan whose body was discovered on Father's Day. Wow. And you see the picture of this fucking guy. He has absolutely no remorse. He looked like he would gladly do it again. Andrew Michael Paul, 23, stands accused of killing 79-year-old Carr Florian after you lived that long. This fucking asshole, who's not even half your fucking age, comes along and snuffs out the last few years. After you've seen, after all the shit that somebody's seen at the age of 79, all the shit somebody's been through and contributed to, like, and put forth in the world and contributed to the world for all these 79 years. Yeah. Then you got an asshole 23 that probably hasn't done shit with his life besides jerk off and live under his mom's roof. He wants to kill him. That's fucked up, man. These type of people deserve the chair. Does Michigan have the chair? The defendant was arraigned. They should give, yeah, give him, I don't know. I don't want to get dark. I don't want to get dark. Just shove a fucking log down his mouth. Like, yeah, just shove a fucking log. Shove a, yeah, for 20, at age 23. Shove a 23-foot log down his fucking mouth. Or through the other end. I don't know. But make it fucking grisly and make it slow. The defendant was arraigned Tuesday afternoon at Eaton County Court and charged with one count of homicide, open murder, and one count of disinterment and mutilation of a dead body. Bond in this case was denied. Florian was found by one of his adult sons on Sunday after he didn't show up to a planned Father's Day party. Come on, man. Jesus. His son found him. Planned a party. Loved his father. We're going to plan a party. We're going to plan a party for dad. It's Father's Day. Let's go check on him. He didn't show up. You know he's up in age. You know maybe he just fell asleep or something and you go and you find this. What the fuck, man? Florian, yeah. Deputies arrived and found 80-year-old male deceased. The Eaton County Sheriff's Office in an initial press release on Facebook, getting the victim's age wrong by 1 year. The male victim appeared to have injuries consistent with the homicide. The suspect, however, was never really in doubt. Wow. Oh, man. What is he facing? I'm skipping this shit. Definitely want to keep track to this story. Florian was known around his neighborhood for his cheerful demeanor and willingness to help his neighbors around the house, and many of those neighbors didn't even know he was pushing 80 due to his level of activity. Man, he was killing it! Wow. Crushing it. Got those ladies about 65 in the neighborhood giving you those big eyes. You know, I mean, you're still moving around. You're 80, you're still spry. You still move like, yeah, you move like you still got it in the hips. Know what I mean? Yeah, got them 65-year-old ladies looking at you. Hey. Yeah, they put their good teeth in for you. That is fucked up. This is crazy. Man arrested for allegedly running a legal gas station from his home. I could fuck with it. You know why? Because when this shit hits the fan, and I hope it doesn't, if this shit hits the fucking fan, you're not going to be able to go to any gas stations to get gas. If you don't have any gas yourself, like you're going to look for people like this to maybe trade or barter for fucking gasoline. Now, I mean, you're going to look for people like this. Now, I mean, and they want you dependent on these fucking folks. Like, if this shit hit the fan, you're not going to be able to pull up to an Exxon or whatever, or a BP gas station and just get gas like we did in Sandy. You might have to wait in line, but you still gotta know. No. You're gonna be fucked and you're gonna look for people like this. A Texas man has been arrested and have found, how did he get all that gas though? If you got enough gas to sell gas, then like, where is you getting that shit? I don't know. And his truck confiscated by the authorities after allegedly running an illegal gas station from his home. Yeltsin Valdez. Oh, Valdez. Exxon Valdez. See? Yeltsin Valdez Martinez. Three names. Was arrested in Mount Road, located northwest of Dallas. Local ABC affiliate reports. This came after monitoring by a task force made up of officers from the Dallas Police Financial Crimes Unit. How was that a fucking crime? If I bought the gas first, then why the fuck I can't sell it the way I want to? I can sell it if I want. I don't understand. Like, I really don't understand. Like, yo, I bought this gas. I didn't steal it. If I stole it, that would be a different story. Martina's truck, as well as a large plastic tank, I'm thinking those were those big totes, were confiscated, which I handle those totes every day. Them shits hold like 500 gallons. Yeah, I think it's like 500 gallons. So yeah, you can get off. If you get a few of them, that's some gas. You can get a couple bucks. Were confiscated, which Lieutenant Julio, why did I say LT when I knew Lieutenant? Julio Gonzalez with the Dallas Police Financial Crimes Unit told WFAA was filled with stolen diesel fuel, which was being sold on. He was operating his own gas station and reselling the fuel at a lower cost. Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. You're cutting these gas stations' throat. They don't like that. They don't fucking like that. He alleged that Martinez was buying the fuel with credit and debit cards accessed using a skimmer device that he is accused of installing at gas pumps. Oh, yo, next level, next fucking level. Let's read that. Hear that again. Hear that again. He alleged that Martinez was buying the fuel with credit and debit cards using a skimmer device that he is accused of using at gas pumps. So he had a device that allows you to read other people's credit and debit card information. Yes. So he did steal the gas. I was rooting for him until that last sentence. He did steal, but the notion of having gas when nobody else does, somewhere somebody could come to when all these gas stations shut down, and they will shut down if in the event of a true disaster. The bad guys will have a skimmer installed on there, and that info on the mag strip will be transmitted to the bad guy. And he will recreate your car with devices purchased on Amazon. Whoa! And have a working credit card with the info, the officer said. Yo, this shit right here. Gonzalez said that most victims of debit and credit card crime are unaware of the fraud until hundreds of dollars worth of purchases are racked up. He confirmed that the department is looking for any potential victims. Oh, wow. Yeah, man. Yeah, because what if you got a couple hundred dollars on your card and you, like, and one day you notice, like, 15, 20. If you got access to credit and debit cards of 100 or 200, 300 people, maybe. That's how many people might come through a gas station in a 24-hour period to come get gas, right? And all you're doing, every time you get the information, you hook it up to take only like $15, $20. You don't bite them, right? You don't bite them for their whole account. No, because then they'll figure it out. But if you take like $5, $10, $15 from 300 people, that adds up. And then the person that looks at the account would be like, damn, my account's short $20. Well, maybe I bought lunch on my card that day. They don't even need $10. Yeah, well, maybe $15. Damn, they might have just took the Netflix or something off. Like, yeah, off the car auto pay or some bullshit. They not really going crazy for that. Know what I mean? So it's really like, please don't do this. Please don't do this. But it was very smart. Very, very smart. The neighbor, who did not want to be identified, snitch-ass motherfucker, told WFAA, the guy that lives right next to you, when the fucking zombie apocalypse hits, he has all the fucking gasoline. Don't you think that you would want to be cool with him? After becoming suspicious of Martinez's activity, He set up cameras that captured trucks pulling up to the garage and filling up with gas. Yo! You live right next to him, homeboy. You could get a piece. Right here. He said that the garage door would always stay closed, as it should. And someone would honk, which was annoying in the middle of the night, and added the garage door would open and the hose would come out and they would start filling up. The police believe that the scheme is part of a larger operation happening in Dallas. That shit is way organized, I'm pretty sure. The only, smart cop to realize that I don't think it's just happening here, because that is a very elaborate scheme. Fort Worth area, and told people to be aware of this occurring. Oh, God. That is a hell of a fucking, that is a hell of a fucking scam. Get rid of this. California woman was killed by husband upon returning home from hospital after he broke her collarbone. Shit. Beautiful woman. But all I can say, and it's not her fault. It's really not. It really isn't. But what I can say is, this is just my opinion, is that if your husband broke your collarbone, don't come home. Don't come home. Yeah, like I would not, if I was her, I wouldn't have, no. I'm going to stay with family, and we'll make arrangements for me to, get the fuck up out of there. Or I'll come with the cops. We'll get this restraining order thing popping. No. Because if he's willing to break her collarbone, then the next time he flies off the handle, it's just going to escalate. Yeah. What would make somebody so, oh my God, I'm so how do you get so mad that you want to hurt somebody so much to your wife? I mean, your wife. What did she do? Was she fucking me? You walk in the bedroom and I take three steps and I'm still inside of her? Oh, shit. A California man admitted to killing his wife after breaking her collarbone, fearing how the injury would look to authorities who had charged him with assaulting her earlier that year. Wow. On Wednesday, nearly 2 years after killing Heather Gamina Waters, a mother of three from Pleasant Valley, her husband, Anthony John Gamina, pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, El Dorado County District Attorney Vern Pearson announced in a statement. What the fuck did she do? Like, damn. Or was he just fucking like... Okay. If you're a woman in a relationship, the guy doesn't just right off the bat just break your fucking collarbone. I mean, it's subtle things that you see that he has a fucking problem. Yeah, it's certain things where you tell, it's hints. Ladies, please notice the signs. I don't like reading these stories, but these are cautionary tales. It really is. Like, please, because you just don't jump from, you just don't fly off the handle. Maybe it might start verbally. Might start with a little physical. Nothing too major, but a little physical. Then it just ramps up to this. Speaking before a courtroom filled with Heather's family and friends, Anthony admitted that on July 16th, 2019, he slammed her down on the floor and killed her. Oh my God. Pearson said in a statement, he admitted he then put a rope around her neck to help move her out of the house. No respect for her body. In true abuser fashion, Gamina blamed Heather for hurting his pride and honor. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Anthony faces 30 years to life in prison. He is scheduled to be sentenced on September 3rd. And look at this fucker here, man. This is what the problem is. See, this is what I was talking about last night. With the guy that shoved a hot White Castle burger in his wife's mouth. That she looked way too good to even possibly be with him. And this is the same case. This woman looked good. This woman looked so good that he was in his mind insecure. She hurt my pride. But she married you though. Know what I mean? She didn't even have to marry a dumbass. If she didn't love you, she wouldn't have fucking married you. She was 33. He looked like he's fucking 63. Fucking widow's peak. And fucking, oh man. He looks fucking, yeah. He doesn't look like, yo, if this woman in this picture showed up with this man in that picture to any event, you would think that was a woman taking her father out for dinner. Immediately, she makes him look so old that they would offer him the senior citizen discount at Denny's. Oh, shit. In his statement, Pearson pointed out how the investigation into Heather's murder provided a more complete picture of Gumina's character and a cycle of violence present in their relationship. See, this is what I've told you. It's a cycle of violence because it doesn't just start off with breaking, with slamming somebody and killing. No, it doesn't start like that. On January 19th, Anthony tackled Heather to the ground and kicked in the door of the bathroom. That's how you know you're in a fucked up household. When your friends come over to visit and, like, you got sheets up on the fucking bathroom. On the bathroom door shit. Like, because you got holes in the walls. Know what I mean? It's not funny, but fuck, man. Kicked in where she had a four-year, where she and a four-year-old hid from him, Pearson said. He was subsequently arrested and then released from custody the following month. The couple got married. Why do you marry this? Oh, man. Oh, man. So both of them motherfuckers are crazy. Both of them motherfuckers are crazy. The abuse in their relationship came to a head on the night of July 15, 2019, when Anthony broke her collarbone, sending her to the hospital. And you stayed with... What? This time, she did not call 911, but texted her mother while in the hospital that Gumina tried to kill me by strangling her multiple times until she almost passed out. What do you... Get the fuck out of that house, man. Take those kids. Take the kids and get the fuck out of there. Leave. Some women, I don't know. Some women are nuts, too. I really think this guy was the real problem in the fucking story. But some women are nuts. They stay because that shit, I don't know, they're oddly attracted to that shit. Maybe. Maybe. I hope. Oh, God. The next morning on July 16th, 2019, Anthony and Heather argue in front of Heather's mother about her broken collarbone and how that would look to the district attorney in Gumina's pending case, Pearson said. After her mother left, Anthony killed Heather in cold blood. Why would you? as a mother, you grab your daughter and you get the fuck out of that fucking house. As a mother, you do that. As a mother, you left your daughter, and I'm not, it's 100% this fucking psycho's fault. It's 100% his fault. But I'm just pointing out that this story could have ended differently. This story could have ended with this woman still being alive. This man has been beating your fucking daughter's ass, and he clearly doesn't respect you because he waits for you to leave and then he kills her. You could have got her out of there. And she also could have left so many times before it led up to this. Also, read the room. Read the fucking signs. Right after the murder, he called Heather's mother, proclaiming that Heather took off and was missing. No respect for the mother. Executing his plot to attempt to cover up his crime. And he's stupid. Because whenever, they always look at the husband first, or the wife first. While Heather's family, law enforcement, and the entire community searched for her, Anthony repeatedly lied to law enforcement, willfully attempting to impede their investigation. Oh, man. I'm not going to finish this shit. I'm not going to finish this shit. You get the point. You get the goddamn point. That is, yo, do not think that if a man puts his hands on you once, he'll do that shit again. He'll keep doing it until either you leave him or he kills you or he gets locked up. He's going to keep doing it. Don't fall for that apology shit. Just make me so, yeah, I'm so mad. I love you. I'm sorry. No, fuck that. Two women use Walmart app to steal $100,000 worth of items, police say. Sticking it to the man. I'll take a sip. My last sip. It's my last story. How are we doing on time? 1 hour and 1 minute. Two women use Walmart app to steal $100,000 worth of items, police say. Two women were arrested in Arizona after police say they stole $100,000 worth of merchandise from several Walmart stores by appearing to pay for their purchases using the phone. Shit, shout out, yo. Yo. Shout out to these folks out here that's using the fucking system, that's hacking the fucking system and getting a little bit back from the people that take so much. Know what I mean? Like, yo, I fucks with it, man. Like, please, I'll never tell you to do it. But hey, man, if you could do it, fuck it, man. I like this, man. People are smart, man. People are much smarter than these companies and these officials, and they give you credit for it. Like, back in the day, because this is the same thing. It's nothing different from what people used to do back in the day. Say you go to Best Buy, Walmart, fuck it, Sears, say Kmart, whatever. I mean, and people would throw their receipts out in the garbage. And you would go get the receipt, go whatever, say it was a TV or whatever it was, and you would just go to the shelf, get the TV or the whatever it is, the radio or whatever the fuck it was, and you would just take it to customer service and be like, yo, I don't, yeah, like, I want my money back. I don't want this. You would make sure the receipt said that you paid with cash, and then they would give you the fucking cash. Yo, it's a way, man. It's a way, man. It just times change and the way changes, but it's always a fucking way. They got hip to that shit too. So the window on these type of scams are always small. Arizona Mesa Police Department said Mary Garcia and Melinda Rodriguez, who was arrested on June 17th, faced several counts of organized retail theft. Fox 10 Phoenix reported that an investigation of the alleged thefts began in March after a series of suspicious transactions involving an in-store scanning app was detected by Walmart's loss prevention team. Yeah, the same prevention team that, y'all don't want to have no fucking cashiers, so I walked out with the fucking fireworks. I scanned one and paid for that one and took the other one. And walked out like, yeah, statute of limitations, baby. Mesa PD said the suspects would enter the stores and scan the items using a smartphone in order to use the quick pay at the checkout. Whoa. What did they do? The suspects would enter the stores and scan the items using a smartphone in order to use the quick pay at checkout. The problem was once they reached the checkout, payment was bypassed and they simply walked out with unpaid merchandise. By using the app, the suspects gave the appearance that they were paying for the items. Holy shit! According to Mesa PD in Maricopa County alone, Garcia accounted for around $72,000 in stolen goods. And let's see, you keep a few things that you like and you put the rest of them fucking items on the street. And it's like Christmas in the neighborhood. It's like Christmas in the summertime, baby. While Rodriguez took about $34,000 worth of items. Yes. Fox 10 Phoenix reported that this type of theft was allegedly carried out by the suspects at Walmart venues in California, Utah, Colorado, Texas, and in addition to Arizona. The department said thefts of this type can cause retailers to raise prices to compensate for loss. Yeah. Yeah, or raise prices to like pay your employees more. Oh God, no, never that. By arresting thieves who steal large amounts of merchandise, prices are kept at bay for the everyday honest customer. Fuck you. Fuck you. Stick it to the goddamn man. Shit, man. Shit, man, it's like, yeah, oh my God, it's called shrinkage. If you're in retail, shrinkage is like missing merchandise with no way to find, with no explanation. Merchandise is missing with no explanation. But God damn, please don't steal anything. Be an upstanding citizen. But this shit right here, this was the stuff of movies. Let's get a script on this. Let's get something on this. Delete that. Yes. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. If you fucks with the show, reach out. I'm on Twitter. At Rise and Shine, RYEZSHYNE, Rise and Shine. Or hit me on Instagram, TacoMeat05, TACOMEAT05. Or you could just hit me on Facebook. I mean, hit me on Facebook, Messenger, Avery Johnson. I may like, yo, until next time. I will holler at y'all very soon. Adios.
Life. Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.